I think that when we don't know exactly what's going on in a catastrophic situation, it's not abnormal to have people speculate and theorize and ask important questions and look for contradictory evidence coming from official sources. But in the beginning of any kind of a tragedy, it's not abnormal at all, also, to hear conflicting accounts because people are trying to sort out what's actually going on and separate rumor from fact. Mark Kristen Miller, who's a good friend of ours and wrote the foreword to our 2017 anniversary book, did post a few of these speculative theories for contemplation. Mark did not say one way or the other if he thought that this is, in fact, what was happening.
That's correct.
But he was sharing that information as part of that process, right? And I also looked into, in fact, I'm glad you ran, that was an incredible rundown, that menu you just gave, because now I don't have to say any, I don't have to go and rehash any of those.
Uh-huh.
So kudos for that coverage. I looked at almost every one of the things that you had mentioned, and possibly another two others. But so the directed energy weapons, the geoengineering, the weaponized weather, I mean, you know, again, let's be real. Some of this stuff there is factual evidence for in other historic situations, particularly with weather mod, geoengineering, and these kind of things. But I'm not talking about that now because there's no evidence of that going on here. And I think that's where we need to be focusing ourselves, is where is the evidence? What do we know?